Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, brother. Survivor Ghost Island, a.k.a. the graveyard for bad decisions. What a crazy theme. When you find out that's what it is this season, what goes through your head right away?
I was like, oh, that's not creepy. Sarcasm, obviously. I was like, this is, like, what does that mean, you know?
I'm thinking your bad decision to not use the idol in your pocket could play a prominent part if they ever bring the Ghost Island theme back.
Hey, let's not forget JT. We both went out the same way, which adds some mystique to that. And you know what? It's a fair question. I had to risk it. What a lot of people won't understand, there was a lot of dynamics going on in just a short period of time. It's impossible for them to give the full range of things. And I thought that they did a great job sort of piecing things together before that tribal. I don't regret not playing the idol. I made a stupid decision at the water well, and that cost me. I let my frustration get the best of me. I felt like a lot of people were out there sipping on frickin' frozen drinks on vacation instead of playing the game we all came out there to do. When that water well incident happened, let me just tell you, it was not a dictatorship. I did not tell everyone, come to the water well. Wendell, Dom, you stay there. It was nothing like that. I actually went to Dez, Angela, my two number ones, my day ones, and I'm like, hey, let's go to the water well, because I've never been to tribal. I don't know what to expect. I don't know. I just wanted to, like, understand what to expect and talk. Turns out everybody follows except the other two. Now we're all standing there, and everyone's just, like, silent talking about, you know, oh, the challenge was great. Hell no, you lost, you know? And I'm just sitting here, like, in my head, like, getting frustrated, like, wow. And that leads me into, like, you know, I felt like some of these people were on, like, vacation, and I'm here to play the game, and I should not have exposed the plan. After that, you didn't see it, but I actually went up to four or five people thought I was closely aligned with or had strong bonds. I went up to them individually. Either they lied to me or they said they were going to go Libby.
Wow. When you get to that merge lunch, you find out you're going to get the secret trip to Ghost Island to find an idol. Take me back to that moment, because you must have been stoked beyond belief. Put it in words, what it was like sneaking out, getting out of that boat, and going off to Ghost Island to play this game, which is what you came to do.
I am nervous as hell about sneaking out of camp. I already know people are looking for reasons to get rid of me. If I start going sneaking around and I get caught, I'm screwed. Dom, that dude's a night owl, doesn't sleep. It's like he's perched up in the little tree, just, you know, watching people. Sort of like what you saw in, like, episode 2, you know, where he was just, like, standing there watching us all.
Yep.
Like that was him. And so, you know, I waited an hour or two until after everyone fell asleep. I actually fell asleep myself. I woke up sort of scared. I'd missed my time slot. I snuck out. It was the most incredible moment of my life, a moment that only I will know. It was so beautiful out there. It was so on the edge of my seat. Like, I felt so alive doing this. And when I got back, no one noticed and no one knew. And I kept that secret for 7 months. Someone like me, even without the Dom rivalry, always has a target on his back. I'm really athletic, I'm competitive, and I am a big personality. Some people are going to absolutely love me, and there's some personalities that are actually going to hate me. Try being on an island with your family for a week. Imagine being like that with strangers. So I'm going to bring out the best in some, and I'm going to bring out the worst. I had to take the risk. Because if I have that idol for the next time around, I'll have my vote. And then things are really different. I didn't have a vote with that idol, and it was just really hard to really do what I would have liked to do, whether that's people's participation or not. But think about it. I play that idol next round. I bought myself 6 days. That's three people out. The whole game changes, and you don't know what happens. What if I win individual immunity? If you're playing to win, that idol has to last longer. I had to create something. Unfortunately, I didn't get that chance.
We're talking to Chris from Survivor Ghost Island. When Dom pulls out the secret advantage at Tribal Council, I mean, we could see your heart shooting up through your throat a little. That would have been really, really tough, man, because who the hell knew about that?
That was a blow. That was absolutely a blow. And I think everyone around Tribal let out a gasp. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens from here on out. But that took a blow to a lot of people. And Dom did a great job not telling anyone.
The Chris versus Dominic dynamic played heavy this season. As a fan, obviously, it's fun to watch. Was it just a case of there's not enough room for two alphas when it kind of came to this game? I mean, it was fun watching, don't get me wrong, but I know with you guys going back and forth, eventually it's going to be tough to be around this guy and vice versa.
Yeah, you thought it was exciting watching? Because I did too. This was amazing. There's nothing I would take back from this. This was incredible. This was great TV. Both of us wanted it so bad, and we both knew we were going to get in each other's way. There are no qualms, no regrets. This is how it should have gone down, and it did.
You're a class act, though, man. You guys broed it out at the end and shared a hug. A lot of people would have just been, like, turned around and given a snide look and left.
I think that's the definition of character, man. I wear my last name, you know, with pride. It's hard to separate the game. I don't care who you are. And in that moment, I was angry. I was pissed. I was defeated. But I knew the right thing to do, and he did too, was to shake each other's hands, give each other a hug, and say good game. Because now that the game's over, it's been over for like 7 months, we both love each other to death. And I respect the guy a whole lot.
Chris, what do you make of Wendell's send-off for you? Because he went off.
He went off. Sort of like what we were discussing earlier with how, you know, Dom and I handled it in a classy manner. Wendell wasn't even getting voted off. Hell, it was just a vote. He acted ridiculous. It wasn't classy at all. I don't even get why he's so angry about me rapping. It's ridiculous. Wendell and I had a good relationship outside of the game. The tribal thing, though, was just crazy. I hope whatever that was making him so angry about me, you know, is gone.
Maybe you need to invite him on a track together. You guys can kind of do a track together and get it off his chest.
I mean, yeah, maybe that'd be a good way for him to get it off his chest. I don't know. I don't have time for this nonsense. It was great television. I never thought I was a rapper. I did things to make people laugh and have fun. And if he wanted to hate on me because of that, then that's just the way it is. I don't care, really.
First member of the jury, how does it feel having that power?
Oh, well, that kind of power, you're just going to have to tune in and find out because I think you're going to love it.
I hope you give an epic speech, man, at Final Tribal. That's all I'm saying.
You know, even with the cuts and stuff like that and what you've gotten to, you know, see, do you think it's going to be epic or not?
I hope so.
This show has been amazing. Domino's rivalry was incredible. I was blessed to be a part of it. And, you know, fans like you and diehards. Yeah, I went out with an idol, but I enjoyed every second playing. This just honestly was an amazing time, and I'm enjoying all of it.
Chris and Dom for the Amazing Race. Just think about it, okay? Just think about it.
Well, look, I mean, I'd be down for that, but I'd rather do the Amazing Race with a beautiful girl by my side. But, hey, you know.
Chris, thank you so much for chatting, man.
Thank you very much.